Morning, thanks, Lee. Yeah, well, thank you.
A couple of games this weekend. We note that the bye, La Trobe currently lying in fifth spot on the table at the moment, and Burnie currently fourth. So they won't be playing this weekend, but we've got the game of the round. If you've got the two games, and Wynyard's currently lying in second spot, only percentage behind Devonport, who are currently on top of the table. This match at 2:15 at the Wynyard Recreation Ground.
Yes, and certainly will be the feature match of the day. The Cats have made two changes, including the return of key forward Stuart Turner, along with young defender Logan Smith, who will make his senior debut. Out of the Wynyard lineup go consistent defender Matthew Bugg through injury, and Mason Hodgetts, who returns to the reserves. Devonport have made three force changes and were unable to consider Luke Keep, James Gray and Kurt Mason, all to injury. Back into the Magpie lineup come Keegan Lowe, Brady Squires and Jonty Clark. Both sides come off solid wins last week, with Devonport belting Penguin while Wynyard were too good for the Burnie Dockers. If the Wynyard defence can contain the league's two leading goal kickers in Caleb Van Buren and Joey Chaplin, who have kicked 49 goals between them for the year, along with Bainham Lowe, who was arguably best of field against Penguin last week with his four goals, then the Cats are a real show. But I'm leaning towards the Magpies to consolidate their ranking on top of the ladder after another titanic clash between the pair.
OK, so you reckon Devonport will go one game and percentage clear of the Cats tomorrow. What about at Dial Park in Penguin? The Two Blues got a home game. They're currently lying third on the ladder at the moment as they take on sixth-placed Ulverston.
They do, and the second-placed Penguin have the opportunity to atone for their dismal performance last week against Devonport. The Two Blues have made five changes at selection, returning former coach Chris McDonald for his first senior game of the year. Also back for Penguin, a coach Maverick Weller, who was a late withdrawal last week with a quad strain, along with Jay Van Essen, who has recovered from a broken hand. Also returning for Penguin, midfielder Dustin O'Neill, and exciting youngster Declan Lee, who will start at half forward. Out of the Two Blues lineup go Rowan Bones, Cameron Maher, Jonty Lanham, Nathan Russell and Michael Edwards Gray. Ulverston could not consider in-form ruckman Luke Dyson, who has succumbed to an ankle injury, while Jack Pearce has been demoted. The Robins have returned Dominic Hay and Ben West. Penguin are still missing centre-half forward leading goal kicker Jack Templeton, but with Dylan Bramich, Daniel Oates, Jack and Maverick Weller, and now Chris McDonald up forward, they should still have too much firepower for Ulverston. Two Blues at home for me, Lee.
Okay, so Penguin to defeat Ulverston in, I suppose you could say, the Central Coast Derby between those two sides tomorrow afternoon, 2:15 at Dial Park in Penguin. What about the NWFL women's competition? We've got Wynyard taking on Devonport while Penguin will meet Ulverston.
Yeah, I think we'll start with the second-placed the Penguin-Ulverston game. The second-placed Penguin with five wins and two losses thus far will host the undefeated ladder leaders Ulverston in what should be an exciting matchup between the Central Coast rivals. Penguin will be looking for another big effort from key forward Taylor Marshall, who has kicked 26 goals in just seven games, while Leela Wijesinghe from Armada, Bianca Howard, Sindra Williams and Joey Revel are all in fine touch. Ulverston have been getting great service from Aspen Orton, Megan Gaffney, Candice Bellman and skipper Libby Haynes in recent weeks, with Chloe Haynes, Libby's sister, also set to return after rupturing her ACL last year. Earlier in the season, Ulverston upset Penguin by 16 points in a torrid encounter, but I am leaning towards Penguin to reverse that result in a close encounter on home soil. In the other game, at Wynyard, the Cats will be hosting the third-place Devonport. Devonport defeated Wynyard by 43 points last time they met, but the Cats have improved remarkably with the inclusion of Ashanti Jackson and former AFLW player Emma Humphreys. I'm selecting Wynyard to sneak home and win their third game and draw level with Devonport on 12 points apiece.
OK, so that's the situation this weekend in the NWFL Women's, and round 9 of the Aussie NWFL. Get out about and support good quality local football. Right, tonight's in the AFL, and it's a bit of a toss of the coin, this one, Kim, between two top sides, Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions, and this is played at Giant Stadium in Sydney.
It is. Ladder leaders Melbourne have opted for an unchanged lineup as they take on the Lions. The Lions have regained Brownlow medalist Lockie Neal and key defender Ryan Lester for the clash, with both players proving their fitness after injury. At this point in time, Lee, Melbourne deserve to be premiership favourites, but if Hipwood, Danaher, Cameron and McStay can get top, get on top of a tight Demon defence, Brisbane are a real chance. In fact, I'm tipping our Lions to get the job done, albeit by a margin of no more than a couple of goals.
Yeah, there won't be much in it, and Brisbane Lions, definitely the form side at the moment. So they've won the last seven games, so they really are kicking into gear, aren't they?
They certainly are, so we'll go from tonight, but as we say, a toss of the coin job.
Sure is. Good on you there, Kim. Always appreciate your time, and we'll look at next rounds of the Aussie NWFL when we touch base with you a little after 8 o'clock next Friday morning. So enjoy your weekend of footy.
Thanks, Lee, and we'll catch up with you then.